Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Bob Elson. We're set as usual for our Saturday afternoon show on a beautiful day in Chicago. And they say it's nice all over the Middle West, so we should have some great football weather. And the Fighting Irish, as you know, will be in the wars today against the tough team Purdue, and that should be quite a game. And then tomorrow, the Chicago Bears will be in action. We're going to be talking football today with one of the outstanding football and sports writers in the country and an old friend, Don Pearson, of the Chicago Tribune. And Don will be our guest today, and he'll be with us in just about 1 minute. We're delighted to have Don Pearson here with us today, who's an excellent sports writer with the Chicago Tribune, my old alma mater. And what are you laughing at, Don?
Did you graduate from the Tribune, Bob?
Yeah, I worked for WGN, you know, for 25 years.
Well, that's longer than I've worked there already.
And they were very, very enjoyable years. Everybody'd like to know how good or what is the status of the Chicago Bears?
Well, I think they're better than 4.5 points, better than Green Bay. You know, The main reason I think they're good is because they didn't pay any attention to their preseason. I've covered them for 10 years, and this is the first year they didn't care whether they won or lost during the preseason. They'd play players for a quarter, maybe a half, and take them out. They didn't care if they lost the game. That's a sign of a mature team. They knew what they were trying to do. Just get a few guys ready, keep them healthy, and that's what they've done. They're the only team in the league that doesn't have any injuries.
Well, that's good condition to be in.
Oh, that's the secret in this league now. If you can keep your guys healthy, you've got a leg up on everybody because there's so many injuries every week. If you look at the injury report this week, every team has four or five key guys that are banged up already. The Bears lost Virgil Livers in the preseason, which was a big injury, but he went off the roster, and now the guys on their roster, there's no injuries at all. They're completely healthy. If they don't beat the Packers by more than a touchdown, I'll be very surprised.
Don, what about the two games? Which do you really prefer, the college game or the pro game?
Oh, I like the pros. I think because I've been around them too long now, and they're a little easier to follow. They're more predictable. Mm-hmm. Better athletes. I like the passing. They pass more than the pros. The college is starting to pass now. You know why? Because the high schools are starting to pass.
Oh.
And the more high school kids you get, the more quarterbacks you get, the more college teams you're going to have passing. And it goes right on to the pros. So I still like the pros better. Better athletes.
So you'll be up in Green Bay tonight, huh?
That's right. We go up tonight and
celebrate.
celebrate the season opener. Go to Chili John's. You ever been to Chili John's?
Yeah, I've been up there, too, on Saturday nights. That's a great area. But especially nice on Saturday nights and Sundays.
Well, I don't know how it'll be tonight. They're pretty down on their team. It's a sad situation, actually. I've never seen a team in as bad turmoil before a season. And I've covered some pretty bad Bear teams, and they haven't had the chaos that we see in Green Bay now. They've changed their roster 3 or 4 times this week. Changed starters. The fans are cheering for the other team. It's really a sad situation.
What do you expect in the way of surprises in the pro game this year?
Well, I don't think Pittsburgh is going to win, and I think that would be a surprise. I think they're still the best team, but I think it just gets so tough to repeat every year, and I think somebody's going to beat them this year. I picked Houston. I don't think Houston's going to beat them tomorrow night, but I think by the end of the season, you'll see Houston on top.
Well, that's a pretty strong team to start with.
Houston? Oh, yeah. And Stabler is going to give them Ken Stabler, the quarterback, is going to make the difference for them with the short passing game and the ability to work that 2-minute drill. And he'll give them some stability that they didn't have with the other guy. Pastorini just threw long bombs and handed off to Earl Campbell. I think Stabler's a better quarterback.
When is that game?
Sunday is their first game.
Sunday?
Sunday in Pittsburgh.
That'll be quite a ball game. I hope that's going to be on the tube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. And And Pittsburgh's going to be awful tough to beat at home in their opener. But I think by the end of the season, you'll see Houston coming on. The Bears are going to beat Pittsburgh in the fourth week, see. We'll find out how good the Bears are in a hurry then.
What notable changes have the Bears made, if any?
Well, that's another secret to how good I think they're going to be. They've made zero changes in their lineup. The only player who will start tomorrow against Green Bay, who didn't start the last game last year, is James Scott, the wide receiver, and that's because he was injured. So they've got 22, the exact same starters, and I think that's a good sign. Sure, they would have liked to have gotten a superstar to step in there, but if you can start the same 22 players in any sport, you're doing pretty well.
I should say. How good is Don Shula's team going to be?
Well, I like Don Shula, of course, and he just signed another contract down there, so I guess Notre Dame isn't going to get him. Everybody thinks he's going to go to Notre Dame. He stopped that talk in a hurry. I think they may be in a little bit of trouble this year, though, because I think Bob Greasy's finally getting old. I think his arm isn't what it used to be, and he can't move as well as he used to, and they're going to be in a scramble for that division title.
How's his backup man?
Strock, well, you know, Don Strock has been around a long time, but he'll never be as good as Greasy, I don't think. And you need a top quarterback. In that division, for instance, you got Burt Jones at Baltimore, and that's just about all they have. Yet some people pick Baltimore to win just because of Burt Jones. He's good enough to carry a whole team. New England's the same way. They think they've got all kinds of talent, but the quarterback is a secret. Steve Grogan. So, I like Miami because of Shula, but if they don't have a quarterback, they're not going to win.
Well, that Greasy could really pick a defense apart, couldn't he?
Oh, I don't think there was anybody any better, really, when you got down to it, because he always had the great runners and a fairly simple offense when you can hand off to those great runners and throw an occasional pass, and that's what he liked to do the best.
So you'll be up at Green Bay tonight, and then you'll cover the game tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, we'll cover tomorrow and get out of there tomorrow. I think and then next week I start with college games, and I think the secret to the Bears this year is they've got to win not only tomorrow, they got to win next week here at home against New Orleans. They got to win the week after against Minnesota. I think they got to win their first three games. I'd hate to see them start their season 3-5. You know, they've started 3-5 for the last 3 years in a row. Uh-huh. Their first half of their season, they've been 3-5, and then two of those years, they've scrambled back and made it to the playoffs. But, you know, then they've lost their first playoff game because they've been so tired of that late season scrambling. Yeah. They've got to have a good start for a change, and they have an opportunity to do that because they're healthy and they play three teams that aren't really that great before they go to Pittsburgh. The fourth week they go to Pittsburgh, they can afford a loss then.
Our guest today, and we're delighted to have him as an old friend and a fine sports writer with the Tribune, Don Pearson. We'll be back with our guest in just a moment. We're delighted to have Don Pearson, fine sports writer with the Tribune, as our guest at Northwest Federal today. Don, what about it as you look at the overall National Professional Football League? Is there pretty good balance this year?
Probably better than ever, and that's their goal is to have balance like that. Everything is the draft, the waiver system, when the worst teams get the first choice of the players that are cut, their schedule, everything. They try to balance it out. And the reason they do that, of course, is so that some team isn't 2-14 or 1-15, you know, like not everybody has fans like the Cubs, you know. Pretty soon they would quit coming out to the ballpark. That doesn't happen with the Cubs, but it would in some of these pro football teams.
How good is Detroit going to be? They've got that great new runner, Sims.
Well, Billy Sims is supposed to be, he was rated by scouts higher than Walter Payton when he came out of college. He was rated as high as anyone since O.J. Simpson. So that tells you how they think he's going to be. He's got a little problem holding on to the ball. You know, he fumbled a little bit at Oklahoma. I think he'll correct that, and I do think he'll be a great runner. I don't think he's enough to carry Detroit, though.
While you're on that subject of fumbling the ball, did you ever hear the story about, was it Frank Leahy, in practice, used to put the football in water and make him carry?
No, I never heard that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, but isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Then I have a slippery ball all the time in practice.
Make him carry it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you could put grease on it, too, and make him carry that.
Well, it's a pretty good idea. Now when they get a dry football, they never let go.
Well, you know, the Bears, actually, in the last, you think of the Bears as being a fumbling, bumbling team, but you know the Bears in the last few years have been excellent in that category. Walter Payton just does not fumble the ball, and he carries it 330 times a year. He fumbles maybe four or five times. That's phenomenal.
What shape is Harper in?
He hasn't played yet, Bob. He hasn't been able to run in practice at all, and it's gonna be tough for him. Even when he's able to start running and his leg feels well, he's gonna be out of shape.
That's really a big loss because he's a fine runner and a great blocker.
Great blocker. If the Bears had a blocker as good as Harper, or actually if they had a blocker as good as Payton, blocking for Payton, you'd see some phenomenal things, I think. They have good blockers, but if they had a great blocker like Harper, I think, it'd be a great improvement.
You hear a lot of sad stories coming out of Green Bay. What's happened up there? I personally, as you, are very fond of Bart Starr, who was a wonderful quarterback and a great football player. As a coach, what does he lack something?
Well, it started way back when, and Dan Devine traded away all of those draft choices to get John Hadel, a quarterback who lasted a couple years. And they lost draft choices and had to build from scratch. And then when you lose your number one draft choice to Canada this year, you're already in trouble.
Who was that?
Bruce Clark from Penn State. They expected him to step right in and anchor the middle of the defensive line. They changed their whole defensive concept to fit this new draft choice. And a guy signs in Canada, well, that just can't happen. You could tell back in May when this happened at the draft, that they were going to be in bad trouble. So the guy they've got to replace him was so bad, they cut him this week before the game, and then they re-signed him again yesterday. So you could see the kind of chaos that they're in right up until game day. I mean, that's just those are some of the things he's got to overcome. Plus, I think one of his problems is that he's refused to admit that he's got a quarterback problem. He's refused to draft a quarterback high in the draft, and I think that's partly because he himself was a 17th round draft choice, and I think he thinks he could coach a late rounder to be as good a quarterback as he was. Well, that doesn't always happen.
No.
So I think he's got all kinds of problems. He's got a morale problem now before the season starts. He's got fans on his back, and it's really a sad situation.
What about the coach of the Bears? What about Armstrong's football philosophy?
Well, his philosophy is really nothing new and different. He still thinks defense is the way to win games, even though the rules are starting to favor offense so much. The thing about Neil that makes him a good coach is that he has such a great rapport with his players, and that's what it's all about. If your players are going to play for you, then you're a leg up, but his players just praise the way that he holds them together and treats them like human beings. And he doesn't practice hard or long. They practice hard, and he's a disciplinarian, but he doesn't go for all of the little things that turn a team off. You know, that make them wonder why they're out there every day in the summer, and the little annoying things that coaches can do. He's a player's coach, and they like him. And I think that's a big factor, even in the pros.
I was sorry to see Paul Brown drop out of the active coaching.
Well, Paul had a great career, and of course, you see where when he did drop out, his team dropped right out of the picture. I don't think he was able to choose his successor as well as he might have. Maybe he tried to keep a hand in too much, and he should have probably stepped out. That's another sad situation down there. They're supposed to have great players, and they don't win. So, who knows?
Yeah. What about in the East? What's the big surprise in pro football? What, New England?
New England's another surprise, they're another Cincinnati, though. They have great players every year, and they don't win. There's something missing there. You don't know what it is. You can't put your finger on it, but they don't seem to win. Now they've got one of their great cornerbacks, Mark Haynes, is held out all summer long and is not going to play. So, you know, every team's got their little problems. The Bears don't seem to have any yet.
Well, that's good. You know, when the Shula story broke, did you think there was anything to it, that he might go to Notre Dame?
Well, you know, he never would talk about it, so that's what kept it going, I think. He'd always have his secretary say, no, he's not interested. He acted like maybe he was. So that's what made you think there was something to it. I remember when the Ohio State job opened up, his name was one of the first mentioned. His name gets mentioned for every open job. That's why everybody thought there was something to it, I guess, until this morning when it was announced that he'd signed on for three more years at Miami. I guess he got what he wanted. He's the highest paid coach in the league.
Yeah, the boss said he's making big money. He was making big money. Now he's making more.
Well, he's worth it, though. I think coaches, players, coaches, that's the tip-off. When you ask, we asked Neil Armstrong what he thought it takes to win. He said, well, you know, I've noticed on Shula's team, see, he starts out, this guy's the model.
Yeah.
He says, I've noticed on Shula's teams that they always lead the league in the fewest number of penalties. And if you notice, that is what they do. They don't make any mistakes. That's the first key to coaching.
Yeah, I should say that really is important, isn't it?
Well, penalties, injuries are a real big thing, and that was Armstrong's strategy on the whole preseason. Just keep those injuries down. Don't beat him up in practice. He gets mad when somebody falls down in practice or leaves their feet. Doesn't allow him to dive for any balls. It's so important. You just every year it becomes more important.
How good is Cleveland going to be?
Well, you could see from what they did to the Bears that they've got tremendous explosive offense. I think that Brian Sipe, their quarterback, bailed them out of four games last year in the last 2 minutes. He's that kind of quarterback, and that's the kind of, you know, that's what you need to win. But they're in a tough division. They can't beat Pittsburgh or Houston yet, I don't think. I'd be shocked if they did. They don't have the kind of defense that those other teams have.
You mentioned a team that really got a great offense and a tremendous defense.
Pittsburgh?
And Houston.
Oh, both of them.
Both.
It's too bad they can't play in a Super Bowl. Wouldn't you love to see a Super Bowl between those two teams?
Oh, boy.
I've covered their game the last 2 years in Pittsburgh, their playoff game, and it hasn't been that great either year because of the weather. It's always it's pretty cold or rainy in Pittsburgh that time of year, but I'd love to see those two teams on a dry field and see Earl Campbell.
I think Pittsburgh really has one of the best football organizations in the country.
Oh, no question. And the key to it is not only the organization from the top, from the owners and the general manager. The key to it is Chuck Knoll. He doesn't get the kind of credit that he deserves. But everybody talks about Shula being the best coach, but he doesn't take, Chuck Knoll doesn't take second to anybody, I don't think.
The Bears, everybody's very hopeful about the Bears.
Well, I think they have a right to be for a change. It's sort of nice to have good expectations about this team. And I think there's good reason for it because not only last year they won their last 7 out of their 8 games, right? They didn't play very good teams, but the way they did it, the way they were able to open up a little bit, the year that Mike Phipps had his best year as a pro, the confidence they all got in each other, Ricky Watts, James Scott, Brian Bashnagel, the way the defense can play at times. It's going to be tough because it's hard to play defense.
Who's going to be the number one quarterback?
Mike Phipps. Oh, no question. He's going to be number one all year unless something very unforeseen happens. I think they'll stick with him win or lose.
Don, I want to thank you a lot for being our guest today. Appreciate your making the trip over here to Northwest Federal, and it's always good to have you as a guest.
Always enjoy coming, Bob.
Enjoy Green Bay tonight. I know you will.
Oh, yeah.
Our guest today at Northwest Federal has been Don Pearson, one of the best sports writers in the country and associated with a great newspaper, the Chicago Tribune. Have a nice day, and now this is Bob Elson saying goodbye until next Saturday at our usual time.